Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Olive is in Tralee in County Kerry with one hell of a story for us. Olive, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Not bad at all. Now, your other half is the kind of star of this, this story. Is that Richard?
Richard, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So paint a picture for us. Who's doing what on the ocean on Sunday?
So we would normally head to the beach. Obviously, we're in Kerry, beautiful spot. But my youngest had a football blitz. It was kind of lunchtime and we went, where can we go that won't be packed? So there's a pier in North Kerry and it has sea stacks and kind of beautiful cliffs. And we checked the Google and it was going to be high tide. So we said, perfect, we'll go out there and we can jump into the water, you know, have a swim around and it shouldn't be too packed.
Right.
So that's where we headed about kind of 1:30 on Sunday.
I noticed you didn't give us the name of this location. Is it still a secret
yes,
you're
you
hoping to keep?
Exactly, it's beautiful. I'll text it to you later.
Okay, okay. Fair enough.
I love that.
We'll keep it amongst
it's
ourselves.
Just for us. It's just for us.
Okay, so you went there. So is it you, your husband and your son?
Myself, my husband, and my four kids.
Your four Kira kids,
Ben,
jeepers,
Charlie, online. And John. Yeah, so we all went swimming, and like I said, there's a sea stack. So you come down off the pier and you swim over, and there's a sea stack that has different levels. So the younger ones can jump off a lower level.
Now, hang on, just for those of us who aren't as experienced with North Kerry's maritime spots, what is a sea stack?
A sea stack is a part of the cliff that has broken off and has been separated.
Okay.
So there's actually a Kerry company, Wild Water Adventures, that I have no affiliation with, but they do co-steering around there. So it's a really nice spot. You can climb up on rocks and jump into the water. The water's beautiful and clear. It's just great fun. And I mean, you know, your kids yourselves, they love jumping off anything
Absolutely.
High and into the water. And it's lovely and deep, so it's safe. So the younger ones were jumping off a sea stack, a platform that was maybe 1.5 to 2 metres.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rich and Kieran Ben went up to the really high one and jumped, which I suppose it must have been 6 metres. You'd be in the air for about 2 seconds before you get the water.
I'd be on the low one now if I was gone on any of them, I can tell you.
Oh, I'd be on the high one with the lads. Yeah.
Well, you know what? The 7-year-old went up on the high one and jumped it a few times, not bother. I stayed in the water.
Probably the smart. Water. Okay, so what happened then?
So we swam, perfect, came back out of the water. We had food, we had lunch. My eldest is nearly 17, so she has a part-time job. She had to be back in town for 5. So we packed up, dropped her off and pulled up to a supermarket and went, we'll just get burgers, nice evening, great. And Rich has an Apple Watch and you know the way you can pay with your Apple Watch, and he looked at his wrist and he went, where's my watch? And we checked around the car and then I just saw his face fall and I was like, when do you remember having it? And he went, I had it on me when we jumped. And I said, I don't know. So he checked the iPhone, you can check where it is.
All right, find my iPhone.
Yeah, fine. So you can do the same with your watch. And he went onto his phone and it came up, Richard's Apple Watch, North Atlantic Ocean.
You're going to struggle to find that one, Richard.
Could you be a little more specific?
It actually came up and we just went, oh no. But the only thing was, I just went, look, we know exactly where we were jumping. It's worth going back out. You know, you can't just say, ah, well. So I just said, take me and the two younger boys home. And Ben is 14. He's nearly 15. He's a great swimmer. So I said, why don't you and Ben get goggles, get a mask and go and just chance your arm. You know, at least you've tried. So he was a bit kind of despondent, but dropped us home, took the masks and headed off. And I was at home just going, oh, please let him find the watch. Please let him find the watch.
And was he worried that the signal would disappear? Because I don't know how waterproof those Apple Watches are and how long it was going to last.
I'll have to put a review on the website because the last time it actually clocked that it was connected to his phone was 2:30 something. And I mean, he went back out about 6 o'clock.
Wow, so, and it was still registering that it was somewhere deep in the water.
In the North Atlantic Ocean, yeah, very specific. So they drove out and Ben swam over first and Rich just looked around the pier to see if it, you know, maybe it had fallen there, but no joy. So he swam over to Ben and I suppose luck was with us because we went out for high tide. So when we went back out again, the water was going out. Like if he had actually discovered he'd lost it when he lost it, he probably wouldn't have been able to dive down. It would have been
too deep. Yeah.
Okay, so the tide was going out, the water was getting lower.
Yeah, so Ben dived down a few times, and it's far enough to dive. And Rich dived down twice, and no joy, and Ben was kind of looking at him going, man, we haven't a hope. And he said, you know, I'll give it one more blast. He dived down, and out of the corner of his eye, he saw a black dot, and he grabbed it, and there was the
Apple Watch. No way!
The Apple Watch was found! And still working after the seawater.
I'm still working. It's perfect.
That is incredible.
I know.
What an ad for Apple's products. You lose it in the bottom of the sea, your phone tells you where it is, and you go out and find it and it's still working. Yeah.
No, as one of his friends said, you know, normally when you lose something in the North Atlantic Ocean, you're not finding
it. No, you're not getting it back. Yeah.
Although I imagine him sitting back into the car going, oh, wow, that's amazing. Found the Apple Watch. Now, hang on a sec. Where's my phone? Back in the water, kids.
Fair play to Ciarán and to Rich. That's brilliant. And what a story, Olive. I'm so delighted you found it.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I said, I'm glad I took photos or nobody would believe us, but we have the shot of it saying it's in the North Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well, I think we're going to have to kidnap the lot of you to find out where this swimming spot is. Everybody wants to know.
I'll message you later. It's a beautiful spot. You'd love it.
We've got pictures of it, so we'll put it up on our blog on todayfm.com and maybe people will be able to deduct where it is from the pictures. But come here. Thanks a million for talking to us today. Fair play to you, Olive.
No bother. Thanks a million, guys.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.